Hi, this is Jeremiah Wolf. Hey, thanks for downloading this Past Life Regression recording. This is my updated version. The original version has been downloaded by thousands of people all over the world, and I have gotten so many emails from people thanking me for the recording and letting me know some of the really cool experiences they had while using that Past Life Regression recording, the original one. Now, this updated one, I've done a lot of work kind of behind the scenes. So if you've listened to the first one, it might sound pretty familiar. It might be very similar. A lot of the work that I'm doing is behind the scenes, kind of using some really cool audio technologies that are there to help you go into that trance state and get the most out of this regression for you. Now, it's important that I say, you know, that a past life regression is usually a very interactive process where the operator, me, and the client, you, are having a discussion while in a hypnotic state. There's a lot of back and forth, a lot of questions and exposition, and, you know, we can't do that in a recording. So, the experience is a little bit different. I've done my best to create a general recording which can work for a lot of people, but hey, it's not going to work for everybody. And if it doesn't work for you right out of the gate, I encourage you to keep trying. One of the things that happens with hypnosis is we need the conscious mind to get out of the way. And for a lot of people, they're so interested in listening to what's being said that they can't allow the conscious mind to get out of the way. So sometimes it takes listening several times before it's just so familiar that your conscious mind kind of just steps out of the way, and then you can have that experience. And, you know, for other people, the recording, you know, it just might not work, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that you can't be hypnotized. It doesn't mean that you can't experience a past life regression. It just means you might need a little more customized solution. And that's, you know, that's perfectly all right. That's perfectly normal. So don't get frustrated if it doesn't work for you. There's plenty of people all over the world that practice past life regression. You can find someone near you. I'd be happy to work with you over the internet. And I even have some audio programs that I'm putting together that are a lot more detailed and have different components for different people so they can reach a lot more people. All right, all that being said, here it is, the past life regression recording. It's about an hour long, so I encourage you to set aside that time, find a comfortable place to sit down, relax, put the headphones on. Headphones are really best if you can do it. And, you know, just let your mind wander, just go with it. So I hope you enjoy it, and please, please let me know how it works out for you. Thanks a lot. This is Jeremiah. Bye. So I'd like you to start by finding a spot on the wall or ceiling, something you can focus on. And as you focus on that spot, I'd like you to become aware of your breathing. Now, there's nothing special you need to do, simply breathing normal. And as I count now, from 5 down to 0, with each number, we're just beginning the process of relaxing. Feel free to get comfortable. Feel free to move around. We're just beginning the process of relaxing. So starting now with the number 5. Just beginning the process of relaxing. Feel free to move around, get comfortable, and being aware of your breathing. And 4, relaxing. Just a tiny bit more. Just a tiny bit more. And 3, relaxing just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Still focusing on that spot, being aware of your breathing. And you might notice your eyes starting to feel a little bit tired, starting to blink. And 2, relaxing just a tiny bit more. And the more tired your eyes become, the more you can blink. And the more you blink, the more tired your eyes can become. With 1, relaxing just a little bit more. And with 0, go ahead and let your eyes close now.
Now I'd like you to imagine that calm, peaceful, relaxing golden light. That light that you can simply direct with your thoughts. And begin by directing this light down to your feet. And as you do, you can imagine the light beginning to fill up and envelop your feet. From the tips of your toes to your heels. Just filling with that calm, peaceful, relaxing golden light. And slowly and gently the light can begin to expand up into your ankles. Calm and peaceful. Into your shins and your calves. Relaxing. Into your knees. Or you might notice a sense of letting go. As slowly and gently the light continues to move into your thighs and fill up your thighs, just filling with that golden light, calm, peaceful, relaxing golden light, and that sense of letting go. As the light moves into your hips now, calm and peaceful. Into your abdomen, your stomach, your lower back, just filling with that golden light. That calm, peaceful, relaxing golden light. And now your chest. Calm and peaceful. And your upper back. Relaxing. And as the light flows into your shoulders which work so hard all day long, your shoulders can simply let go. And the light can continue to flow down into your arms, your upper arms and your elbows. Your elbows and your lower arms. Your wrists, your hands and your fingers. Just filling with that calm, peaceful, relaxing golden light. Letting go. And slowly and gently, the light can continue back up into your shoulders, back up into your neck, and all the muscles of your neck just beginning to unwind, beginning to relax. As the light moves up the back of your neck, across the top of your head, and slowly and gently cascades down over your forehead, your eyes, and all the muscles around your eyes, your cheeks, your lips, and your chin. Calm, peaceful, relaxing golden light, and that sense of letting go. Good. Now, once again, using your imagination, just using your imagination, I'd like you to imagine. Just imagine yourself sitting across from a small, still pond. And because this is your imagination, you can see both above the water and below. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 down to 0. And as I do, we're going to imagine a pebble being dropped into the water and just simply following it below the surface as it slowly and gently sinks down into the water. And with each number, the pebble gets a little bit deeper. And with each number, the water gets a little bit darker. So starting now with the number 10, just imagine dropping a pebble into this small, still pond and observing the ripples as they spread out on the surface. And then we can begin to follow the pebble as it slowly and gently sinks into the water. With 9, just watching the pebble as it gently drifts down, tumbling end over end. Eight, slowly and gently drifting down. And perhaps there are some air bubbles on their way to the surface. We can just let those go as we continue to follow the pebble with 7 drifting down and the water getting just a little bit darker. And 6 deeper down. Five. Perhaps the pebble is passing by some water plants now, as it slowly continues to drift. 4. Drifting down. And the water getting a little bit darker. 3. Slowly and gently drifting down. 2. Gently drifting. 1. And with 0, the pebble comes to rest on the bottom. And deep sleep. And each and every time I use the phrase, deep sleep, for the purpose of hypnosis, you can quickly and calmly return to the hypnotic state as deep as you've ever been before, or even deeper, going even deeper now, with deep sleep. Good. Now, using your imagination, just using your imagination, I'd like you to imagine that you're standing at the top of a stairway. There are 20 stairs, it's well lit, and there's a secure handrail on each side. Now, I don't know if these stairs are indoors or if they're outdoors. I don't know if they're curved or if they're straight. I don't know if they're very simple or if they're very ornate. What I do know is that there are 20 steps, and as I count from 20 down to 0, with each number you can imagine yourself stepping down. And with each number you can imagine yourself going just a little bit deeper into that sense of relaxation. Just a little bit deeper into that sense of letting go. A little bit deeper into your own thoughts, your own imagination, as we leave the conscious waking world far behind, for now. So starting now with the number 20, just stepping down. And 19, deeper into relaxation. 18. Deeper into that sense of letting go. 17. Deeper into your own thoughts, your own imagination, as we leave the conscious waking world far behind. For now. 16, stepping down. Fifteen, deeper into relaxation. 14, deeper into that sense of letting go. 13, deeper into your own thoughts, your own imagination, as we leave the conscious waking world far behind for now. 12, stepping down. 11, deeper down. And starting with the number 10, you can imagine, just imagine what it might feel like to go even twice as deep. And 9, stepping down. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, deep sleep. And each and every time I say the phrase, deep sleep, for the purpose of hypnosis, you can quickly and calmly return to the hypnotic state, as deep as you've ever been before, or even deeper. Going even deeper, with deep sleep. Now, just using your imagination, I'd like you to imagine yourself sitting with your back against a tree in a soft, comfortable little nook, seated on some soft grass. And off in the distance, perhaps some mountains. And behind those mountains, the sun is slowly setting. And to your side, a stream or a little brook flows off down towards those mountains, towards that setting sun. And I wonder, as you sit here with your back against this tree in this pleasant place with the sun setting off in the distance, I wonder if you can feel that sun on your skin, or a gentle breeze. Maybe you can hear the rustling of the leaves or the babbling of the brook as the water flows past you. Regardless, you can imagine that a leaf breaks off from the tree and it slowly tumbles in the air, end over end, until it comes to rest on top of the water. And now, as I count, from 10 down to 0. With each number, you can simply imagine that leaf floating further down the stream. And with each number, you can imagine that sun setting just a little bit more. So starting with the number 10, and just observing the leaf as it slowly and gently floats down the stream. And 9, gently drifting down the stream, the sun setting just a little bit more off in the distance. 8, gently drifting further down the stream. 7, down the stream, deeper down the stream now, just watching that leaf just imagining the leaf gently drifting. 6, down the stream. 5, slowly drifting down. Further down the stream, the sun setting now, perhaps dipping behind the mountains. 4, the leaf getting further and further away. 3, the sky growing just a little bit darker. 2, gently drifting. 1, down the stream. 0, deep sleep. And each and every time I say the phrase deep sleep for the purpose of hypnosis, you can quickly and calmly enter the hypnotic state, as deep as you've ever been before, or even deeper. Going even deeper now with deep sleep.
Now, thus far we've been using the imagination, and we're going to continue to use your imagination, but at this time we're also going to begin to access your own memories, perhaps deep subconscious memories, things that you have not thought about in a very long time, or maybe even memories you didn't even know you had. We're going to access those memories as we walk down a long hallway. So I'd like you to imagine that you're standing in a long hallway, and there are 20 doors, even numbered doors on the left, odd numbered doors on the right, and the door closest to you is marked 20. Each door has in it a window that you can look into and behind the door to see what's happening in this room. And each room contains a memory from your own past, of things that maybe you haven't even thought about in a very long time, or didn't even know you remembered. But each memory is a fun, light, and happy memory. Each memory is a fun, light, and happy memory. Now at the end of the hallway is another door. And this door is marked 0. And this door leads to a special place, a place full of infinite possibility, a place from which you can travel through time and space into a past life that is appropriate for you to experience today. And you can know that your own subconscious mind and your own higher self will guide you to the appropriate past life experience, one that is perfect for you to experience today. But before we do that, we're simply going to take a slow and steady, a calm and peaceful walk down this hallway with 20 doors. Again, even numbered doors on the left, odd numbered doors on the right. The door closest to you is marked 20. And as I count from 20 down to 0, you can simply imagine yourself walking down the hall and perhaps looking over into the windows of the doors and noticing these memories from your past. Fun, light, happy memories from this current lifetime. So starting now with the number 20, and just imagining yourself walking down this hall, just slowly and gently down the hall. And 19, continuing down the hall past the door marked 19. 19. And as we come to the door marked 18, I'd like to pause and ask you to look into this room, and as you imagine yourself looking into this room, a fun, light, happy memory
from about the time when you were 20 or 18 years old, around that time, a fun, light, happy memory can come back to you. Now just allow the memory to come to you. There may be images or there may not. There might be sounds associated with this memory or there might not. There might be very detailed scenes. Or it might just be a remembering, a sense of information coming back to you, just remembering the details of something that happened, perhaps long ago, perhaps that you didn't even remember. It doesn't matter how the information comes to you, it's about remembering. And so take a few moments and remember this fun, light, happy memory from about the time when you were between 18 and 20 years old. And now we continue down the hallway, just leaving that memory as we continue down with 17 down the hall. 16, stepping down the hallway now. 15, and as we come to the door marked 14, let's once again pause and look through the window into a memory from about the time when you were about 14 years old. A fun, light, happy memory from the time you were about 14 years old. And again, just let this memory come to you in its own way, free of expectation, just allowing the memory to return to you. And allow yourself to now experience this fun, light, happy memory from the time you were about 14 years old. As we continue now with 13 continuing down the hall. 12. 11. Just stepping down the hall. 10. Moving backward in time through your own memories. 9. And again, as we come to the door marked 8, let's pause for a moment. Look in the door and notice a fun, light, happy memory from about the time you were 8 years old. And just allow that memory to come to you in its own perfect way. As we continue now with 7, moving closer and closer to that door now, that door at the end of the hall, a door which leads to a special place, a place of infinite possibility. 6, a place from which you can travel through space and time to experience a past life that is perfectly appropriate for you today. 5, a past life that you will be directed to by your own subconscious mind and your higher self, directing you to this perfect past life experience. 4, closer to that door now. closer to that special place. And with three, let's once again pause. At the door marked three, look through the window and allow a fun, light, happy memory from about the time you were 3 years old. Perhaps something you haven't thought about in a very long time, or something you didn't even know you remembered. A fun, light, happy memory from the time you were about 3 years old. As we continue now with two, one, and zero, standing in front of that special door and deep sleep. And each and every time I use the phrase deep sleep for the purpose of hypnosis, you can quickly and calmly return to the hypnotic state as deep as you've ever been before, or go even deeper, going even deeper now, with deep sleep. Good. Now, standing in front of this door marked zero, this door which leads to a special place, a place from which anything is possible, a place from which you can travel through space and time to experience the past life that is perfectly appropriate for you today. As you stand in front of this door, it's time to take a moment and evaluate the process so far. Now, because we are doing this in a recording, we lack the luxury of the interaction between you and I. And so I cannot judge the process thus far, and it's up to you to decide if you're ready to continue or if you'd like to stop for today. It's entirely up to you. If thus far you've had maybe a little difficulty with the past memories, the memories as we walk down this hallway, if you couldn't get anything at all, then it's probably best to just stop for today and pick it up another time. But if you got even just a few memories, it's worth continuing. And so I'd like you to just to take a moment and decide what's best for you at this time, to continue forward or to stop for today. It's entirely up to you. Now, standing in front of this door, the door marked zero, I'd like you to, when you're ready, open the door and step through to this place of infinite possibility. And what you will find on the other side is a place full of beautiful white light and a stairway, this time leading up. A stairway leading up in beautiful bright light. So when you're ready, go ahead and step through into this special place. Now imagining this stairway leading up, and at the top of the stairway is another door, and behind that door is the past life that is appropriate for you to experience today. So let us begin moving up these stairs as I count from 1 to 20, with each number taking a step up the staircase, with each number moving closer and closer to that doorway, a doorway which on the other side lies the past life, the past life experience that is perfect for you to experience today. Starting with the number 1, stepping up. And 2, stepping up closer to that door, feeling this brilliant, beautiful white light beginning to surround and envelop you. 3. Knowing that on the other side of that door lies the perfect and appropriate past life experience that both your subconscious mind and your higher self have chosen for you to experience. 4. Continuing up the stairs and the light gets a little bit brighter. 5. And the door gets a little bit closer. 6. Continuing up the stairs. 7. Closer and closer to that door. 8. Closer and closer to this perfect past life experience. 9. Closer and closer. 10. Halfway there. And as we are halfway there, I'd like to just pause and take a moment to explain a couple things about the past life experience. If at any time you feel uncomfortable during your past life experience, simply say to yourself, "I'm done." And when you say to yourself the phrase, "I'm done," you can return to a place of quiet peacefulness, tranquility, just returning to that calm peacefulness of hypnosis and leaving the past life in the past for now. So if at any time you feel uncomfortable and would like to end the past life regression, simply say to yourself, "I'm done." And it is common during a past life regression that there will be multiple scenes and you will need to move forward in time in your past life. To do this, you can simply count to yourself 1 through 5. And doing so will move you forward in time to the next significant event in this past life. So when you're ready to move forward in your past life, simply count 1, moving forward, 2, forward in time, 3, halfway there, 4, almost there, and 5, finding yourself at another significant event in that past life. So those are 2 tools that you can use. If you feel uncomfortable, simply say, "I'm done," and you will return to a place of calm, peacefulness, tranquility, and you will leave the past life behind. And during your past life regression, if you would like to move forward to another significant event, simply count from 1 to 5, just quietly to yourself, with the intent of moving forward. Good. Now, finding yourself on those stairs, we continue up with 11, moving closer and closer to that doorway to the past life that is perfect and appropriate for you today. 12, up the stairs, the beautiful white light is brilliant and almost blinding now. 13, higher and higher. 14, up the stairs. 15, very close to that doorway now. 16, very close. 17, 18, 19. And with 20 standing in front of the door. And when you're ready, open the door and step through into the past life experience that your own subconscious mind and your higher self has chosen for you to experience today. Now, finding yourself in this past life, we should take a few moments and orient ourselves to our surroundings. The first thing I'd like you to do is to observe your feet, either by looking at them, feeling them, or just getting a sense for them. And notice, are you wearing any sort of shoes? What are they made out of? What color are they? Now, sometimes this information can come very quickly, and sometimes it might take a few moments to come clear. Just allow the information to flow to you. You may see it, you may feel it, or you may just know. However you experience the information is perfect for you in this moment. Now begin to scan up your body and take notice of what you experience. Are you wearing clothes? What sort of clothes? And as you scan up your body, begin to get a sense for yourself. Notice, what color is your skin? Are you male or female? Again, just allow this information to flow to you. However is appropriate, just let it come. And now I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and just answer to yourself the first thing that comes to you. It might be very clear to you, or you might not be entirely sure, but what is the first thing that comes to you? Are you indoors or are you outdoors? What time of day is it? Are you alone or are there others with you? Once again, allow yourself to get a sense for these questions. Allow these information to simply flow to you. And begin to ask your own questions. Why are you here in this place? What is your relationship to those people around you, if there are people around you? Allow the scene to unfold and just be inquisitive. What's happening and why? When you feel like you've gotten all the information that this particular scene has to give, simply count from 1 to 5 and move to another significant event in this lifetime. Now I'm going to give you several minutes to explore this lifetime on your own. When I come back, we will leave this lifetime in the past and exit the hypnotic state. But for now, be inquisitive, ask questions, and explore this past life experience as fully and completely as you desire. it's time now to end the exploration of this past life experience. But know that if you choose, you can return to this past life to learn more or experience another past life just by using this recording again. So I'd like you to just let that past life, let the images, the thoughts, the feelings of it begin to fade away. Begin to focus on my voice once again. And I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I do, all the thoughts, the images, the feelings of this past life experience can simply fade away and allow you to return to a state of calm, peaceful relaxation. With 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, deep sleep. Good. Now in a few moments, I'm going to count from 0 to 5. And with 0, there's always a tendency to go just a little bit deeper. But this time 5 will be eyes open, wide awake. Before I do that, though, I'd like you to just take a couple more moments and enjoy this calm, peaceful relaxation. And as you do, I'd simply like to suggest to you that you will remember everything you experienced during this past life session. All the thoughts that came to you, any images or feelings that you experienced, you can remember those fully and completely. So starting now with the number 0, and with 0, there's always a tendency to go just a little bit deeper. And with 1, we close the door on the subconscious mind for now, fully and completely, and begin the journey back to waking consciousness. Slowly and gently. With 2, becoming more aware of your physical body. Three, becoming more aware of the room around you. Four, feeling relaxed, feeling refreshed, feeling great. And 5 is eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake.